philosophy. Yet if Russell's logical philosophy can be said to have failed, his political philosophy arguably succeeded. No matter that philosophers regarded the latter as philosophically trivial or even outrageous, he certainly did not. Nowadays, the accepted social mores of the Western world much more closely resemble Russell's liberal ideas than those of many more widely regarded contemporary political and ethical thinkers. Likewise, his vehement campaign against nuclear weapons laid the foundations for nuclear disarmament, though he would doubtless point out that this process remains far from complete and may still result in the disaster he sought to avoid. Ultimately, Russell himself admitted that he made his greatest efforts in the field of traditional philosophy, in epistemology, the search for the ultimate grounds of our knowledge about the world. How can we be certain that what we claim to know is true? Where lies the certainty in our experience of the world? Can even the most precise knowledge, such as mathematics, be said to rest on any sure logical foundation? These were the questions that Russell sought to answer during the periods of his most profound philosophical thinking. They have remained the perennial questions of philosophy, from Plato and Aristotle through Descartes, Hume, and Kant to Russell and Wittgenstein. The latter